So I'm really excited that my next guest is on the line. Always a great guest to chat to. He is Herman Mashaba. He's the leader of Action SA, and he has some strong opinions on BEE in South Africa. We're going to get into them now. Mr. Herman Mashaba, thank you so much for being with me on Chai FM.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I think let me clarify something. You know, for me and my party, but I think obviously my personal view and managed to really get our party's brains or to our clients, our minds to this. We feel, I mean, redress is not negotiable. What we are against is ANC triple BEE. You know, in terms of empowerment, we've designed, if you remember, in 2022, we went on a three-day policy conference where we came out with what is called inclusive economic empowerment, where we are saying, you know, instead of punishing companies go through this rigorous process of triple B of the ANC, can't we make it simpler and easier for businesses? Where businesses, if you make money, right now, you know, I mean, as you know, I've been in business for over 40 years, and ever since ANC came out with this the draconian laws, they've made life so difficult for us to comply with their inspectors and so forth. We want to make it easy for South Africans to say, let big business contribute 5% of their profits. And also we want this to run for 30 years because it took the ANC 30 years of wasted time and misuse of this. We run the system for 30 years. If you make money as a party, as a business, contribute 5% of the profits to this fund. Where we are saying this fund must be used not for individuals, must be used to go and improve our townships, our villages, make sure that we go and build proper schools. And this fund is run by professional people, not accountable to politicians, must be accountable to parliament. Every year, to come to parliament, tell us how much you've collected, how many schools, how many clinics, how many sporting facilities, how many small black businesses have you assisted in terms of funding and so forth. We believe something like this, I've consulted quite extensive with a lot of business people. I think it's something that makes sense. It will ensure that we address the ills of our past, but at the same time, it doesn't benefit Herman Mashaba and his children. It benefits those who previously disadvantaged by the apartheid system.
I must say what you are saying strikes a chord and makes a whole lot of sense. No point making billionaires wealthier. That's not achieving anything. Oh. Just to be clear, I just want to understand from you. You're saying the system can't be fixed. It needs to be scrapped and replaced.
Oh, no, absolutely. In fact, honestly, if you want to make Herman Mashaba mad, tell him about fixing triple B. You can't really fix a broken car. A car, once it's gone, it's gone. You can't fix it. You've got to buy a new one. So we need new legislation, completely new legislation that can ensure that I think all of us, including myself, you know, I've had discussions and engagements all the time, even with some of my black colleagues to say, but guys, just really take someone like Herman Mashaba. Do you expect my kids to qualify for BEE? It would really be unfair because my kids, they've got the resources to go and buy shares in white companies. What value are they going to add? Whereas there's a child in Soweto and Alexander with who can't even go to school. Those are the kids that I'm saying, let's go and build schools for them, proper schools, so that a public school in Sandton where I live and a school in Soweto has got the same facilities in the villages and so forth, to make sure that no black child cannot go to university because we don't have the funding. This fund must come in account to parliament on a yearly basis, how much you collected and where the money was used. And that's what I'm proposing. We are proposing a section saying, instead of this one where we've got billionaires, including putting money under sofas, they've got so much money, even the banks are refusing to take it any longer. That's why they put it under mattresses.
So there's two issues to discuss here. I love what you're saying. I'm just thinking there must be a lot of people who are very angry with what it is that you are saying. The elites have a vested interest in the system. It's made them very, very wealthy, and people generally don't like to give up their wealth or their opportunities at increasing their wealth. How is this being received by the bigger body politic?
Well, I can tell you generally with a lot of businesses that we engaged, a lot of the people who are unemployed today. As you are aware, we've got the highest unemployment rate in the world. Our schools, public schools in our communities are dysfunctional. I just spent the weekend at a funeral in my hometown in Amanskraal. You know, no sporting facilities whatsoever. In fact, let me not even go to Amanskraal. 2 weeks ago, I was in Soweto, in Zola. I mean, this community, the only playing field in this world is a soccer field on the ground. That's all. That's the only thing that they have. 32 years into a democratic dispensation in Soweto. Now tell me, how are we going to ever really build an equitable, fair, just society if you think people of Soweto must be happy with us? That's why people are so angry. Not that they don't want people to be billionaires. If you want to be a billionaire, please, the more billionaires we can have in the country, the better. But don't disrupt the economy, because honestly, this triple B of the ANC is disrupting the economy. Because in our case, what we are proposing, if you don't want to sell the shares to anybody, you want to own the business on your own, we have absolutely no problem. As long as you pay your taxes, and we do away with all these BE agencies. We don't want the BE agencies. The responsibility for payment of taxes will be between the company and the auditing firm. So that in the event that you play around with tax evasion, it must be serious criminal act, including jail and fine. Both the auditing firm and the owners of the business. So because we're coming out with a system that must work for all. So don't try and actually play games with us. We just want to make sure that people of Soweto, people of Amanskraal must also feel part of being South Africans.
Absolutely. And if they are invested in the country and have a stake, well, then you don't want to topple it. You want it to succeed.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just
Absolutely.
Basic human psychology. But I want to ask you about the trust deficit, because every week in and week out, I sit having these conversations. And it just seems to me that one of our biggest problems in this country is a trust deficit between the populace who I'm speaking to on a daily basis and those in control, the government. And it just seems to me that your proposal of a 5% levy will be interpreted by many people as just another tax that is going to disappear into the system and result in a couple of fancy Land Rovers for those at the top. What's your response to that?
One thing for sure is that, you know, for this system to operate under Action SA, I'm sure you know very well, every South Africans know I hate, I despise corruption. There's a reason I left my business. I did not have to do this job because of the level of corruption that has become a cancer in our country. And I decided I'm not going to be an armchair critic any longer, and I'm not leaving this beautiful country of mine. And I threw my head in the ring. So basically, the only way the system can work, we've got to make sure there are serious consequences for fraud and corruption. Let's put corrupt officials, you steal public monies, we send you to jail. No parole. If you get 15 years, you must serve 15 years up to the last day, so that you understand that you know, civil society must actually see us as politicians. We must live an exemplary life. But it cannot really be the leadership that puts US dollars under mattresses. How do you expect society to really have confidence in such political leadership? So, yes, but we cannot afford to give up because there's a trust deficit. That's something that I recognize does exist. But it is how you will win back people. It's over time. People will judge you by. In fact, personally, I've always said to people, My grandfather taught me, and I really so appreciate his wisdom to say to from the day I was born to say, my boy, please, in with you human beings, trust what they do than what they say. Says, please, learn to listen to people, but ultimately judge them about what they do, because people can say something and do something different. It is for that reason I live that life where no one asleep, or that no one can ever have a gun at my head one day that I did something that I cannot really defend.
Mr. Mashaba, let's talk about implementation. If billions are in fact collected annually, who decides the priorities? I'm just thinking, is it education first? Is it entrepreneurs first? Infrastructure first? Is there some kind of formula that you've got in mind?
Well, I think that is why, obviously, I think once you're in government, we have to really make sure that, I mean, we worked with some really clever financial people when we come out when we did this policy. At the time, that's about 2, 3 years ago. At the time, the minimum first year that we could collect was about 70 billion. So those are the kind of numbers. And this is actually coming from the cost of running PE for companies. So without giving away your shares, without having to have inspectors coming to audit you with that. This BE, the triple BE, has ever since the launch, it's been a moving target. So here it's a clear cut. You know what you're dealing with, but what we need to really focus on, absolutely, we need education. But you can't just really just have education and think you can have education when kids don't have the facilities, they don't have medical care in their communities, no proper clinics, no proper hospitals, and so forth. So I'm saying is all these things, honestly, you need to really do them all at the same time. Yes, you can't fix them all overnight. That's why we're saying is our policy will lapse after 30 years.
After 30
But
years,
in the
interesting.
pro in the in the but in the pro but in the process, businesses from all over the world are going to like to invest here in South Africa, including myself. Let me just share something with you. That's something that really made me one day do self-reflection. In 2014, I needed to invest in one business, and got my team to do the due diligence and everything. And I was this business originally when these guys wanted me to invest in. They needed 140 million rands, because I'm a businessman. Negotiated down to 100 million, and we shook hands that we'll do the deal. But I can tell you, a week later, while the lawyers were drafting the laws, I said, "My goodness, South Africa is not an investor-friendly country," because that investment was a long term, and it was during Jacob Zuma. It was difficult, and it hurt me, because these guys were under impression I was going to put in the money. I had originally thought I was, but in reflection, when I looked at the political environment in South Africa, I said, no, I'm not going to put my 100 million rands in South Africa at the moment. So I said, South Africa for now, I operate on a day-to-day cash flow. So now you can imagine a black South African businessman taking a view on his own country. That's when I've
That is a,
eventually,
yeah.
no, this is deep actually. When the black South African the businessman says, I can't invest long term in my own country, that's when I realize, no, we're in big trouble. This is deep.
Mr.
And
Mash.
that's why I said, how do I solve this? Because I've really tried for 20 years to talk to ANC people. The harder you try and talk to them, the worse they get.
I generally would have ended my interview here and played out with a song to take me to news. But Mr. Mashaba, I think what you have to say this afternoon is really important. So if you don't mind staying with me for the next 2, 3 minutes, I have a comment from a listener. She has requested to stay anonymous, and she says, while I agree that BE in general and BBBEE in particular failed us. My question are, don't companies already have to pay corporate tax? Don't we already have obligations to pay towards the CETA systems? She goes on to say, what Herman is proposing does not tell me how we are going to broaden entrepreneurship and economic inclusion. I'm not convinced, regrettably, from Anonymous. I'd love you to address that in the remaining 2 minutes that we have together this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I think I don't blame Anonymous. There's just no way that I can unpack this whole policy suite in 15 minutes. I think I would really advise them to visit our website and go into our policy suite. Please go and actually interrogate that. And if you want any further clarity, they can engage us on our platform. Understand, any new thing, people will be scared. You know, naturally, human beings, by their nature, they're comfortable with their current situation. They can't see beyond the problem that you are facing. So I don't really blame them, but I can only advise them, please visit our website. The website will actually take you through this thinking. Fortunate enough, I'm not talking from as a professor. I'm talking as someone who's lived this. I've been a businessman for over 40 years in this country, during the dark days of my country's history, and even up to now. So I'm not really talking the theory here. I'm talking real stuff that we need to address the inequality in our country. So anyone who says we should not address inequality, then look, I'm happy the people can have their own views, but I strongly believe redress, we need it. The only way we can deal with it is through this policy suite that Action SA is putting forward to South Africans.
Herman Mashaba, leader of Action SA, really grateful that you spoke to us here on Chai FM this afternoon. Thank you for your input, and it's going to be very interesting to follow your initiative and see if there is the traction that personally I hope that there will be.